They're voting again this morning in two states. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. There are runoff elections in Georgia and in Alabama, where polls are just opening with the biggest race for Senate. Katie Britt against fellow Republican Congressman Mo Brooks. She got more votes in the primary, but not the 50% needed to win.
But this election day, Britt has something else. The endorsement of former President Donald Trump. Trump had originally backed Brooks for Senate, but abruptly pulled his support after Brooks told a crowd last summer to put the 2020 election behind them. Still, Brooks has continued to call himself MAGA Mo and says he is the true America First candidate.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. It's also primary day in Virginia with numerous races for Congress and districts redrawn after the 2020 census. The Democrat-led House committee that former President Trump criticizes as full of political hacks on a witch hunt holds another hearing today, probing last year's Capitol riot.
The hearing will be led by California Congressman Adam Schiff, who also serves as chair of the House Intelligence Committee. In interviews, he has said the efforts to overturn results in Arizona and Georgia will be at the center of it.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. The school board in Uvalde, Texas, got an earful last night from people criticizing law enforcement response to last month's elementary school shooting that left 19 kids dead and two teachers. The teenage daughter of one of them told them, "My mom died protecting her students, but who was protecting my mom?"
Previously, officials said law enforcement is waiting for tactical gear before taking out the Robb Elementary School shooter. However, documents reviewed by the Austin American-Statesman indicate multiple officers were inside the school armed with rifles and a ballistic shield, but they didn't breach a classroom door and take down the gunman for nearly an hour.
Fox's Chris DeMeo. For a seventh day in a row, we're getting a bit of a break at the gas pump. Regulars down a penny. President Biden's considering a temporary lift of the federal gasoline tax to save us 18 cents a gallon, but Congress would have to approve that. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
There's been a clash at sea. It happened last night. U.S. Naval Forces Central Command 5th Fleet telling Fox that three Iranian vessels got too close to U.S. forces in the Strait of Hormuz, involving two U.S. ships. They only moved after a warning flare was launched. It's summertime. Spring ended a few hours ago, and it's going to feel like the dog days in parts of the country. Heat advisories in place from Kansas and Missouri up to Ohio and Michigan. Out west, they still have a lot of work to do cleaning up all the damage floods did to communities in Montana in and around Yellowstone National Park, which may fully reopen in a few weeks.
That's much faster than first expected after record floods pounded the region and knocked out major roads last week. Yellowstone superintendent says the park will accommodate fewer visitors for the time being, and it will take many months to reconnect its roads with some southern Montana communities. Yellowstone will partially reopen Wednesday. Only portions of the park that can be accessed along its southern loop of roads will be open at first. Access to the park's scenic backcountry will be for day hikers only. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
On Wall Street, a rebound in store while markets rise overseas. Dow futures up about 400 points from all the recent selling. A rebound also in hockey for the Tampa Bay Lightning, trying to three-peat as NHL Stanley Cup champions.
The Lightning rebounded from Saturday's 7-0 defeat in Denver by downing the Colorado Avalanche 6-2. Tampa Bay trails the series 2-1. Tampa Bay was nursing a one-goal lead in the second period when Steven Stamkos and Pat Maroon scored 3.5 minutes apart. Maroon's goal led Colorado to pull goaltender Darcy Kemper in favor of Pavel Francouz. Both Stamkos and Andre Palat netted their 10th goals of the postseason. Tampa Bay won its 8th straight home game while handing the Avs their first road loss of the postseason.
That's Fox's Bob Mortale. Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final tomorrow night. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.